The Great Place Race microgrants, provided by Cook County Moving Matters and the Cook County Chamber of Commerce, included several awards in the West End. Tofty and Schroeder will be installing bike racks and improving wheelchair-accessible picnic spots at the Tofty Park and Father Barragas Cross. The Birch Grove Foundation will be creating a more comfortable gathering spot around the wood-fired oven, including seating, a garden, and an info board. The Great Place Race also funded the placing of 4 Little Free Libraries around Cook County. Little Free Libraries are an informal national phenomenon of people who place tiny roadside libraries that can be used by anyone. Volunteers build and maintain them, and they've proven to be very popular. Anyone can take a book whenever they like. They can either return the book when they're done, or donate a different book, or just keep the book if they want to. Many of the tiny libraries are whimsically designed, and many are targeted toward children's books. We're building a little free library here at Sawbill, which should prove popular with campers and canoeists. The Cook County Invasives team will be leading 2 hikes in the West End in the coming weeks. The hikes will concentrate on learning about native and non-native plant species. The hikes are free and no registration is required. The first hike will be along the Cascade River on Monday, June 16th, and the second will be along the Temperance River on Monday, June 30th. If you want to go, just meet in the parking lot at 5 p.m. You can get more information by calling Angelique Edgerton at 387-3772, or you can contact WTIP if you missed that phone number. April Knight, the adventurous nurse who's paddling from Sawbill to Hudson Bay this summer, is already in International Falls and headed north toward the Winnipeg River. She called this week from Rainier, Minnesota, where she was waiting for the Rainy River to drop below flood stage and picking up new supplies. She reported that she's having the time of her life. Her travel kit is serving her well, and her fitness level is increasing daily. She's making excellent time and has no doubt that she'll finish the trip on schedule. When I asked her if she was lonely, she said she's only had one bout of loneliness, and that was when she had a particularly great day and wished for someone to share it with. The people of Rainier have welcomed her with open arms and even invited her to a potluck celebrating the life of a man named Oscar, who recently passed away. For the next few weeks, she'll be passing through relatively populated areas, so I'm sure she'll have a lot of interaction with locals who will be interested in her trip. Driving up the Sawbill Trail a few nights ago, I saw a pair of eyes lit up by my headlights in the road ahead. They stared at me without blinking or moving, and when I got close enough, they resolved into a big, fat bear. It was the first bear I've seen this season. In no hurry to run off, I got a good look at him. He slowly rolled down and up through the ditch and melted into the dark woods. Seeing a friendly bear is just another reminder of why it's so great to live here in the West End. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.